You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the large selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Sunday. Or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Top 10 quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's something we're going to be discussing here today. An interesting list. I think it's pretty easy for the, I think the top five, six are pretty easy. Then there's probably going to be a little bit of,
I know there's a question mark in my eyes at number seven.
Personal preference. So, all right, Gibbs, have you already done this in your mind, Gibbs?
I've started to put it together. I haven't totally finished yet, but
all right. So I think it's, we can just walk through it here. I think it's pretty easy. Number one, at least, is pretty easy to me. Aaron Rodgers.
Deal.
Agreed?
I agree. Yes.
Okay. Number two, and I'm just going to kind of make like a grouping of people. I'm going to list a few that I think are the automatics at this point. So I'm going to say Andrew Luck. I'm going to say Peyton Manning. I'm going to say I'm going to say Tom Brady. I'm just grouping these. We can argue the merits of, you know, where CD. In the top 10. Yeah. But Luck, so Rodgers, Luck, Manning, Brady, Drew Brees. I'm going to say Ben Roethlisberger is an automatic. Anybody disagree?
No.
No.
Nope.
Phil Rivers, an automatic. Anyone disagree?
No. Nope. I'll disagree.
You're going to disagree.
In terms of top five?
He'd be at like seven now.
Yeah.
Tony Romo, any disagreements?
Besides Gibbs.
No, I got to put him at, well, maybe. Maybe so, I got to put him in the top 10.
So he makes top 10?
Maybe.
Okay. So right now, our list, if we all agree, then our list right now has Rodgers. And we can debate the seedings after this. But Aaron Rodgers is number one. Luck, Manning, Brady, Brees, Roethlisberger, Rivers, and Romo as the eight that are in. All right, so who wants to nominate other people that can be in?
How about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson. Okay. I'm not totally convinced on Russell Wilson. But
neither am I. I just thought I'd throw his name out there.
Eli Manning's got to at least be discussed with two Super Bowls.
Cam Newton.
Okay.
Was Roethlisberger in our original list?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Sorry.
What about Flacco?
Yep.
I mean, I think he's worth discussing for the bottom two. Matt Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He's got to be in the discussion, though.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford?
Yes.
Yeah, in the discussion.
Put together a top 15.
Right, but
these are all
just nominees.
Yeah, these are the nominees.
Are we forgetting anyone?
Man, who's this one guy here on? Elliot Harrison has Alex Smith of the Chiefs number 10.
Come on.
No.
That's absurd. Man. What are you doing?
That's absurd. You know what? We are missing one person.
Who?
Theodore!
No.
Stop it.
No.
Hey, Pro Football Focus is number one quarterback.
Wad that up.
No analytics on a Friday of a holiday weekend.
You'll regret this next year when he's in the top 10 for sure.
Fine. I'm happy to put him in.
That's next year.
All right. So here we go. So we got Rodgers one. Number two, I'm going to still say Tom Brady.
Yeah. What do you mean you're still going to say Tom? Of course.
I know he's a cheater.
Oh, stop already. Stop.
That's why he dropped in everybody else's polls.
Oh, stop. They're idiots.
Dropped to number five.
Idiots.
All right, we all in agreement then, Tom Brady, number two? Okay.
Number three is Luck for sure.
Yep. I got to think so. Yep.
I'm willing to go with that. I agree with that.
Number four, I would personally say Big Ben.
That's what I had. Over Manning, over Brees, over Rivers.
To me,
Romo.
Peyton Manning, if we're talking about right now, Peyton Manning is way, if he's lucky to be at 10.
No, he's in the top 10.
Lucky to be at 10.
He was pretty darn good last year.
Did you watch him play the last half of the season?
I did.
Woo!
He's still good.
Could barely throw the ball to the sideline.
True. All right, so Roethlisberger four. We all good with that?
I would go with that.
Okay. Number five, and the candidates right now, it seems to be, would be Manning, Brees, Rivers, or Romo.
I say Romo. And I've not been a Romo guy over the years.
I'd say Rivers.
I would say Brees.
I like Rivers.
So we've got we covered everybody but Peyton Manning.
So Peyton's out.
Yeah.
Of the five spot.
Well, I could have voted for, but I'm not going to. I'm probably going to still say Drew Brees. I still think Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're going to find out this year.
Let's do.
The supporting cast quickly disappeared.
Yes. All right, so sixth then. Let's Manning, Rivers, Romo. You'd still say Romo. You'd still say Rivers. Who would you say there, Gibbs?
What about Russell Wilson?
No.
No.
Whoa. Shot down.
Shot down.
And we don't all have to have the same rankings.
No,
we're trying to build a consensus ranking right now. So at six, we have a Rivers and a Romo. Who are you for, Gibbs? You could vote Manning.
Rivers and Romo have both done nothing from a playoff
standpoint.
Championship standpoint. But I think Rivers has done more with less and also to less consistency at the wide receiver position.
I mean, I would say that
– I'm going to go Rivers.
I would say that – in certain circumstances, you can't always look at championships. And I think the performance that Phillip Rivers had in the playoff year where he played with a torn ACL and very nearly knocked off at the time, undefeated New England Patriots. To me, like, I know people get caught up in, oh, does he have a ring or he doesn't have a ring. What else could he have done that year? He played like a champion.
Yeah.
Maybe the cast around him wasn't quite good enough to get it done, but he played as well as could have been expected.
And that was 2007, and you have to say 7 years later, after that season, after that gutty performance, he was in the MVP conversation for the first 10 games of the football season.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
You know, so he's been doing it a long time. And my whole point was, you know, Jerry does everything he can to get Romo his assets to throw the ball to, you know, whoever they may be. And I think Phillip Rivers has had so much turnover at the wide receiver position.
They have not done much to help him.
They have not. I'm going to go Rivers. So Rivers 6, I'm fine with that. I'm going to go Romo 7 over Manning. You would agree with
I'm
that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right. So
no, I'm going Manning.
All right. Well, you're out 3-1. Bro. So Manning comes in at 8th. So for the final two spots, we've got Russell Wilson, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford. So this is pick number 9 now.
I probably would have to go with I don't like any of them. I would either go – I'd probably go Matt Ryan.
I'm going Russell Wilson. Dude's taking back-to-back Super Bowls, man.
With the
epic
greatest defense.
Best defense ever.
Okay, but
and a
you
great
still
got to
make
game.
Plays.
I'm going Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Okay. I have Cam Newton in my top 10 as well. I had Stafford number 11. I had Russell Wilson 9.
I'm going to go Cam Newton as well.
I'd be fine with Cam Newton.
All right, so Cam Newton goes 9th. So now for the last spot, you got Wilson, Manning, Flacco, Ryan, Stafford, Teddy Bridgewater.
Get shut. Yeah.
I will go.
You almost got fired there, Gibbs.
I'm going to go Matt Ryan at 10.
And you're also going to say Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Why are you guys infatuated with Matt Ryan? What's Matt
He's
Ryan
a baller.
Done? No.
He's good. So it's interesting, though. Like, if you were starting a franchise, though, and you could construct it in any way you wanted around him, you would rather have Matt Ryan over Matt Stafford?
Yes.
I think Matt Stafford's eminently more talented.
I would agree.
More talented, but he's also more
If you're
reckless.
Taking Russell Wilson out of the conversation, Matt Stafford's my 10th.
I definitely wouldn't take Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, Nathan. I think we're all consensus.
So does Eli Manning, who has won 2 Super Bowls, not make it into our top 10?
No.
No.
He does not.
No, because it's what have you done
recently? Flacco is out too. So right now it's Wilson, and you guys are both against Stafford, right? So he's out? So
I like Stafford.
I would go with Stafford,
like Stafford
over
Stafford
Matty
11,
Ryan.
But I like Matt Ryan over Stafford.
Yeah, me too.
And Gibbs, you like Wilson there?
I would prefer Wilson, but I would take
Matt Ryan blows too many games.
I don't like Matt Ryan.
And Stafford doesn't win any games.
No, that's fair. That's why I was going to maybe vote for Russell Wilson here. I just don't know.
I don't hate Russell Wilson here.
I just don't – like, if I'm starting a franchise, I just don't know that if we're, like, you know, let's say you disband the entire NFL, I don't know that there's a scenario where I'm drafting Russell Wilson ahead of Matt Ryan or Matt Stafford.
No. None.
Okay, so you're saying after we're just going strictly up, like this would have been their senior year in college. This past season, their senior year in college.
Sure.
Forget about anything else that they've done.
Take their
– Who are your – who?
Because we're looking for 1 year. We're doing it for like right now. So
exactly.
Take Peyton Manning's age out of the equation.
Yeah. So if you're looking at your top 3 – and your top three are Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, or Russell Wilson. Who's number one on your big board?
We have to think, first and foremost, size and stature. Matt Ryan gets the nod over both of those guys.
I don't know about that over Stafford.
If I look at it really from that standpoint, I'd be almost a toss-up between Stafford and Ryan. Probably go Stafford.
Matt Ryan is 6'4", 228 with what I would call
B+.
A good arm.
Okay.
Stafford is
6'3", 240.
6'2", 225 with what I would call an A+ arm.
I go Stafford.
So for my style of what I would want to run in the National Football League, I personally would probably lean towards Stafford. I think that if I had a better team around him, I would probably lean towards Ryan because, as you said,
we saw what Ryan could do with a good team around him.
And they still didn't win.
Okay. They went, 13-3 in 2010? Number one seed in the NFC?
Yeah, who beat them?
That's winning a lot of football games.
And who beat them?
Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you. In what round?
At home.
The first round.
Yep.
Second round.
Hold on. I've been on a football team that's gone 14-2 that is by far and away the most talented football team and lost at home in the first round of a playoff game. So I've been on both sides.
I've been there, fellas.
And we've already ranked the quarterback that led that team in the top five.
I do think that it's tough to keep Eli Manning out of this list. So we're going to go at number 10. We're going with the Mats. We're just going to call them both there. The Mats.
No, we resume this discussion later.
10.5.
All right. When we come back, Mike Patrick, the new play-by-play voice of the television broadcast for the Cleveland Browns in the preseason, will join us here on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally, you know it's hard to hear.